Some versions say against you. That does not appear in the better manuscripts. It's any sin. Go and reprove him in private. Now, how do you do that? What's the process? You go, first of all, and you help him to see sin as sin. Many times a person will react by saying, well, I don't think that's so wrong. Well, I mean, a lot of people do things wrong. Well, you do things wrong yourself. Did you ever try to reprove your husband, girls, ladies? You ever try to do that? Well, I'm not so bad. Look what you're doing. We're very self-justifying, aren't we? So that's a battle in itself. But you want them to recognize sin as sin. Then you want them to confess it to God and seek His cleansing and His forgiveness. You cultivate that matter of prayer and confession and the plea for spiritual strength and a petition for the power of the Holy Spirit. That's that process. So you reprove him in private. If he listens to you, you've won your brother. You've gotten your brother back on the spiritual plane. You've gotten him back walking in the Spirit, moving in the Spirit, filled with the Spirit, perfected by the Spirit. And now he's on track in the process of maturity. But, verse 16 says, if he doesn't listen to you, take one or two more with you. Now you go back and there's this time two or three total. Why? Well, you want by the mouth of two or three witnesses to confirm his commitment. You want to make sure that you can have an accurate report of his attitude, whether it's one of rejection or one of repentance. In the same process, what do? You point out sin and you say you must recognize this as sin. You must confess it. You must repent of it. You must ask God to cleanse and wash you and that he would fill you again with his Spirit. Out of that cleansing, that you would begin to walk in the Spirit. You must recommit yourself to the faithful study of the Word that'll dwell in you richly. And you encourage him through all of that. Verse 17 says, if he refuses to listen to them, tell the whole church. What do you tell the church? You tell the whole church to go to him and do the same thing. We do that at communion services all the time. We say so-and-so has committed a sin. Now you go and confront him. What you want to do is confront him with this. It is sin. You must see it as sin. You must repent of it. You must confess to the Lord. Ask for his cleansing and forgiveness and empowering by the Spirit. Commit yourself to the Word and prayer that you might begin to walk by the Spirit again. That's the initial process of picking him up. Picking him up. If he still refuses, it says treat him like a pagan and a tax collector. In other words, put him out of the church. Why? Because a little leaven, what? Leaven's a whole lump. And the church will not well tolerate or benefit from